More morning, anytime. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
As far as we can tell, Tanya Tucker did sing her first song at the Grand Ole Opry performance on a horse, on her horse, on the horse.
Of course.
Thank you for that. I don't know if there's any weird or things that you've ever seen with a horse, you know, showing up at events or showing up at things, or all of a sudden you're in a bar and there's a horse in the bar. Have you guys ever had that happen?
No, have you?
No.
I'm just trying to think. You think I could remember that.
That's a Thorsby thing. That doesn't happen in the city.
Yeah, not typically, right? I know there was that classic story of the Grey Cup that one time in Toronto where they brought the horse from Calgary.
Oh, yeah, right.
Into the bar when the Stampeders were in it.
What about his droppings?
What about his droppings? Have you ever been behind a horse in a parade?
Yeah, I mean, that's why a reason why the street sweeper is the last float.
Yeah. Got to scoop it up. I'm surprised with Presley being from a small town, Jarvie, you've never had a horse, maybe never showed up at the general store that you guys owned?
Only during Jarvie days.
Yeah.
That was about it, because there'd be horses in the parade, and then they'd stop by the store afterwards.
For Tums and
hook them up.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. The old hitching post.
Yeah. I bet you there's somebody that's got a horse story for us.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Did anybody ride a horse to school?
Right before COVID hit, one of my classmates rode their horse to school as like a prank, per se.
Right.
Because we weren't sure if we were going to get shut down for COVID or not, so we did our senior prank year a little bit early.
Okay. They got pranking early because they weren't sure what was going to be happening in the future.
Okay. Would your horse be able to handle being hitched up all day? Would have enough to eat, or would you have to set it out to pasture?
Well, you'd have to feed it.
I don't know anything about horses. Presley, don't give me that look.
It's just funny. Is the horse going to be okay?
Well, you're going to make sure the horse is okay. I think about the horse first.
The horse needs water, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They drink, too.
They do drink. Yeah, exactly. You can't just feed them beer for my horses.
Oats. You put a feed bag on them?
You could. But they can go quite a long time without eating, but...
Much like us, but we don't like to.
No, exactly. They're not big fans of it. All right. Well, if there's a horse story out there, let's see. Maybe there isn't. 78, it's early. 780-421-1039. Do you got an unusual place that you've ever seen a horse? What about riding a horse impaired and getting charged? You can't...
That's a thing.
Is that a DUI?
Yeah. That's a big enough creature that I hope you get a DUI if you're wasted on a horse.
I don't know if you do.
That horse is swerving. Somebody get that rider to blow.
I don't think so. I think so. You think so? I've there's been stories. I'm trying to remember again, but...
It's happened.
Yeah.
Hard to pull over a horse.
Yeah.
Well...
I don't think you can get an impaired on a horse.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you get a DUI on a horse?
Just got a text from somebody who used to work at the radio station who's reminded me that Joni, a receptionist, actually had her horse at the office. She did have her horse. I remember it was in the back, kind of the grassy parking lot area. But I don't think it was ever in the station. I don't think we've ever had a horse in the station.
Could we even get a horse in the station?
Oh, we'd find a way.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody want to bring their horse down?
Okay. It's illegal to ride a lawn tractor, a boat, or even a horse while impaired, police say. This is from the CBC.
Okay.
In 2019.
Hmm.
There you go.
I could tell you a lot of horses have been ridden impaired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I pretty much have to be impaired to ride a horse.
Chris hates horses.
Really?
Riding them anyway. Yeah. He's fine with the creature.
I love the horse. Yeah, I love a horse, but mm-hmm. I don't like being not in control. And I had bad experiences as a kid. My horse, Barky, reared up once, fell on top of me, broke my arm, and that's pretty much it. I've never been a fan since.
Understandable.
Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Horses. Tanya Tucker does her thing on the Grand Ole Opry stage where she actually gets on the stage on a horse. It was all planned, first time in 97 years. So we've been talking horses for the first half hour of the show.
Hey, how's it going, Chris?
Good. What's your story, bud?
All right. So back in the Rexall days, the Oilers, my dad used to work for them. And on the ramp where the players used to park in the winter, he said, oh, yeah, I'll go out and start one of your guys' cars and stuff. So he goes out onto the ramp, starts the truck, and as he's walking back, he hears this clip-clop coming down the ramp. So he looks behind him. There's a horse with a full-on chariot running full bore towards him down this ramp.
Oh,
right at the door. And so sprints back to this truck, hops in the box, and this horse stops on a dime right in front of that garage door. And my dad's looking around like, what is going on right now? So I don't know. He looked around. Eventually, somebody, I think from the horse races right next to Rexall there, came down and took the horse away.
But, so the horse got loose.
His horse was just stood there. So it must have been from the rodeo or something. But it gave my dad a good scare, that's for sure.
One of the thoroughbreds. Went rogue, going a little freebird. Don't trample on Ryan Smith's Porsche.
Yeah, he might add air buds in or something.
Yeah. Says,
I don't know.
This horse can skate. He can play third line center for the Oilers.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, yeah. Sign him.
Good morning, Kissin.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. You're asking if horses like candy?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but they love cinnamon raisin bread.
Oh, do they?
Okay.
Yeah, we had a horse that just went crazy for it.
How do you find this out?
Well, my grandfather delivered bread for many years, and we would take the old bread, but we'd put a pile of it out, but the horse would kick through and only eat the cinnamon raisin bread.
Sure, I get it. I like cinnamon raisin bread, too. Whole wheat, 12 grain, natural oats, beat it.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
People are trying to offer us up horses to come to the radio station. Presley's very excited about potentially things make her smile.
I want a mini pony to come so that way it looks like I'm on a bigger horse. Or that I'm bigger than the horse. That'd be cool.
Presley-sized horse.
All right. There were a couple of cowgirls that went on their horses. They were just leaving. I was going to the lakes as a texter.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
There were a couple of cowgirls went to vote on their horses.
On their horses. That makes more sense. Okay, got it. Had a friend who fed his horse scotch mints, and they loved them.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I want to see a horse eat a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
That's on my strange bucket list.
Yeah?
Write that down.
A Wonder Bar.
No, like something like a Mr. Big.
Or a Kit Kat.
Yeah, a Mr. Big for Mr. Ed.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for all your horse talk. We'll have to bring this back later in the show because it's been massive, massive. Let's talk Luke Holmes. Were you at the show on the weekend? What was your highlight? You can call us, text us, 780-421-1039. Lots of observations about the show. When it was over, there were like probably 20,000 people of the 50. I still think there had to be 55,000 people there when you just looked at how full the stadium was. Of course, it was a sold-out show. But 20,000 of them had no clue how they were getting home. They were just like wandering like the Walking Dead.
Well.
And then they'd find a scooter, and then two or three of them would get on the scooter together.
It was kind of funny.
I hope they're going to head in the direction of the hospital, because that's probably where they're going to end.
That's what I was thinking. If there'd be anybody at the hospital that'd give us an indication of how busy they were at the ER on Saturday night.
How many broken arms.
And the other thing about the scooter, too, and I didn't know this, but they are restricted. Like, they'll only go out to about 156th Street in the West End, and then they just die on you, apparently.
Which is fair, right?
Yeah,
they set a limit on them.
Yeah.
So, and then some areas have governors, so they make you slow down if it's a heavy traffic area.
Which is a wise idea, probably.
Sure.
Yeah, they look, I mean...
Though this is the thing, when you're wasted and you fall in one of those, you kind of go rubbery.
Right.
Because you're so buckled, right? You just kind of, and you hit the ground. So you're a little less tense if you were sober.
Yeah, yeah.
But still.
Are you speaking from experience?
No. I've never ridden one drunk yet.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
But Riley Green was kicked off his show with a duck call. Presley was at the show with us. It's Chris, Matt, and Presley in for Jack. And when he did that, Presley looked at me like, what is going on?
I was so confused and did not know what was happening.
Why do they call him the duck man?
Because that's what he does, duck calls. He is literally a bigger star in the duck call world than he is in country music.
Does he make them? Is that what it is?
He sells them, he makes them, he does.
So it's
all
like
that
Duck
stuff.
Dynasty.
Kind of that idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He literally, like this country music thing is just a side job for him. Honestly. That's why on the stage, when Riley Green was on the stage, the background when Lainey Wilson was on the stage, it says Lainey Wilson. For him it says duck man, because that's who he is. That's his identity. Duck man.
Duck hunting, duck calling.
Yeah.
Everything ducks. Eating ducks.
Yeah.
Looking at ducks.
Yeah.
Setting up duck blinds.
Yeah.
Sure.
Quacking like a duck.
Yeah.
They don't quack, they call.
Quack.
Quack, quack. Hey, yeah, keep calling, telling us about the show, what you loved about it. We just got a call from Steve. He calls us every morning pretty much, and we saw him at the tailgate party. It was awesome to finally meet him, it was great to meet so many wonderful Kissin' Country listeners there. And the tailgate party shows were really good, too.
It's fantastic. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Just get everybody lubed up a little bit.
Yeah.
With some live music.
Yeah.
Some brewskis, merch.
Yeah.
And then the nice thing about it, which I didn't realize was going to happen, is you do your security check going in there.
Yeah.
So we could just waltz in afterwards. They just scan our tickets and go.
Like a VIP.
Yeah. I felt like, haha, look at these. Look at us go.
Yeah.
Also, we'll talk about other highlights, including when I saw a beer tub girl cry.
Yeah.
That was something else. That concourse.
Yeah.
That was just a human wave.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
That poor beer tub girl. Yeah. She's like, I'll take six beers. And then the guy just grabs them out of the tub. Please, no. And then she starts crying. And then we had to form a protective circle around her.
Right.
To give her a little moment to cry. She was so overwhelmed.
Right.
50,000 people. Like, oh, I'm so glad she was almost out of beer so she could go in the back. But yeah, she wept and handed out beers. Something else.
Did you get your six beer at least?
Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Again, Presley was at the concert and the first time at Commonwealth Stadium. Big place, huh?
It's scary how big it is there.
Yeah.
And everything's concrete.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. It gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Or was that just because you were with me?
Maybe that too.
I was very polite. I was
you
a good
date.
Matt was thirsty though, wasn't he, Presley?
Oh, I think he felt bad for the beer girls. So he kept coming back with two beers.
Yeah.
Instead of just a single beer.
I stopped.
Yeah.
I shut her down.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I didn't have drinks since the end of Riley Green and the start of Luke Combs.
Right.
Yeah, I was feeling good.
Yeah.
Spent no more money. That was not the case for everybody else, though. The setup was you could see the pit, obviously, but the lineups were booze down on the floor.
Yeah.
You could see them just growing and growing and growing.
I like this text. Good morning. I worked the Luke Combs concert at Commonwealth as an usher. It's one of the best events I've ever seen. There were quite a few incidents in the crowd, however, several fights, one by me in the section. My kids said there was a lot of fights, but most of them were girl on girl.
Really?
Yeah, they said they saw one girl actually use her phone to beat the other one up.
So ring, ring, guess who's calling? Pain. Whack, whack. Don't crack your iPhone on somebody else's skull.
There's quite a few incidents in the crowd. Again,
we had incidents in our sections.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody had a reversal of fortune.
Right.
I would say halfway up.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, you want to make room in a busy place?
Yeah.
Throw up.
Yeah.
Because everybody gave him a wide berth.
You want your space.
And then the poor person had to pick it up, had it like your standard broom and bucket thing.
Yeah.
It was not the ideal.
But it was like projectile.
Yeah.
It was all over that section, like that whole row.
Yeah, I get it.
There was an engagement?
Yes, there was a proposal. Right, literally the section beside us. And I can't remember which song it was. One of Luke's love
Beautiful
songs.
Crazy.
Beautiful Crazy. And then towards the end, we hear the crowd start to get excited beside us. And we look, and it was like, whoa. And then the guy was just, I captured it on my Instagram. And I think it got repurposed on Kissin' Countries, too. But when he put his arms in the air, he was so happy that she said yes, right?
You think about that's a day ruiner.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to do it at Beautiful Crazy. Obviously, that song's important to them.
Right.
You're sitting there through that entire concert, the entire tailgate, just like, and you have to go through screening. You have to empty your pockets.
Ah.
Right? Like, you just go ahead, love. I'm going to screen here over here.
Well, you think they'd find the ring in your pocket?
Well, you have to empty your pockets.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
So, but hey, he did it. Good work.
Uh-huh.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's time for Quick Draw. Hey, we're real pumped. The season opener for the Edmonton Elks. By the way, Luke Combs wore an Edmonton Elks hat the entire time at the show. That was pretty cool, too. And I think he got a jersey before his performance as well. But speaking of the Elks, they're taking on the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Usually the biggest game of the year, and it's going to be the home opener. So we've got Sylvia and Carly on the line to play for the tickets to the big game on Sunday night. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay. Awesome. A kitchen appliance that starts with a letter C.
coffee maker. Sylvia.
Sylvia's in number one there.
She's quick, Carly. Okay, question number two. Something you do at the beach that starts with a letter P.
Play? Play volleyball? Sylvia?
Carly, you're down in a hole here. It's 2-0.
But we see people come back all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Name something that's cold that starts with a letter H.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. That's a real good one. Come on, Sylvia.
Oh, God, I don't know. Even Carly's cheering for Sylvia now.
I don't have an answer. Do you have an answer, Presley?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, what's your answer?
Heineken.
Heineken.
Oh. Oh, she's clever.
I'm pregnant. I can't think alcohol.
Okay, yeah. All right. We're moving on. Name a food that starts with the letter Q.
Oh, my, quail.
Quail.
Quail, yeah.
You can eat quail.
Carly got it. Okay, she's
not thinking. Not thinking alcohol. She's thinking game birds.
Okay. A word you use instead of swearing that starts with the letter S.
Shoot.
We'll strike the first one from the record.
There you go.
I'm not sure where you live, Sylvia, but
that's not a swear, eh? Oh, Sylvia's got a bit of a blue streak.
Yeah.
All right, Sylvia's the winner. Congratulations. You're going to the Elks game, and Carly, play again tomorrow, all right?
I will. Perfect. Do my best. Thank you, guys.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Any celebrity in your life to play golf with, which one would you want to golf with?
Tiger Woods.
All right.
But I wouldn't ask him any golf questions. Right. It'd just be Waffle House, accidents, that right. kind of thing.
Oh, he'd love that. Okay. What about you, Presley? Any celebrity?
Not really. Like, I don't golf often enough to really want to go golfing with somebody.
Yeah.
But if I had to really choose, probably Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she'd be absolutely hilarious out on the golf course.
Yeah.
She would, but I think she'd slow play, and I'd be just piping drives at Dolly. Like, hurry up, Dolly!
All right. I don't think Garth Brooks would golf, but...
I think he probably has.
Yeah, but I bet you, something tells me he's not a great golfer, so I would like to golf with him. I don't want to golf with anybody that's too good. Like, there's no chance I want to golf with Tiger Woods.
There was a hot take that I saw online, kind of a sidebar here, that said the guy enjoys playing golf with bad golfers way more than good golfers.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just more fun.
Okay.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Luke Combs again, the concert, not a mess. What a show it was. And, well, we've been talking all about it this morning. The fact that Luke Combs apparently golfed at Blackhawk on Friday. Great golf course. Makes sense. He had a chance to golf there. And we're talking about who you'd rather or who you would like to golf with when it comes to celebs. Matt said Tiger Woods.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of changing that now.
Yeah.
Maybe the guys from Bob Does Sports.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into who they are, but if you know who they are, that'd be fun.
I was saying off air, whether you like his politics or the person he is, Donald Trump would be entertaining to golf with. They say that
nobody
cheats on the course like him. They say it's his course and he just does whatever he wants. It would be something to watch.
That and like watching a guy have complete disregard for everybody else they're playing with.
Yeah.
Like, drive the golf cart onto the green. What an incredible power move. It's like, I own the course. What are you going to do? Walk on your line? Yes, Mr. President. Just piping drives?
So entertaining. Golfing with Wayne Gretzky, somebody said. They would golf with the great one.
Only if you brought some of that 99 with them.
Guaranteed. Our hometown Allie, who's a great country music singer. Steve said he'd like to golf with Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis now is, of course, going through a very serious dementia, unfortunately. But Bruce Willis loved his movies and would think he'd be hilarious to golf with. So,
and remember, you can golf with me, Matt DeBurz, at any time if you're listening.
As long as you pay.
You got to pay for the round. But I'm free. 10 o'clock on.
Presley's dad is a golf pro, and Matt has just been greasing the skids, like greasing the skids to golf with Presley's dad.
Presley can come too.
Didn't know I was invited in the first place.
Yeah,
but now I am?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you were just trying to get a free round of golf out of me.
Oh, I'm gonna.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Shannon.
Shannon, little Shannon Lightning Fingers.
I was so fast.
You were so fast. Confirmed.
Dang, Shannon. That was incredible.
Yeah, not only did you text us fast, but you actually knew that today was Monday, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Any other week, I would have been like, I don't know, but I actually am pretty awake this morning.
What was your weekend like?
I went to Luke Combs on Saturday.
Perfect.
That was
nice. How good was that show?
It was amazing. I was in the pit. It was unbelievable.
Oh, you were one of the pit people.
Yeah.
Get in the pit and try to love someone.
Did you see anything interesting in the pit?
Yep. Probably not appropriate for radio, but...
Well, you know what? We're very excited to tell you that you're going to be the whole. That's the great thing about the kickoff party at the Molson Canadian stage is the whole thing is like a pit. It's like a giant pit, and it's so much
fun.
It is so much fun.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
And you're coming. Congratulations!
Thank you guys so much.
You sound like you got ready on Saturday night, and you'll be ready for Big Valley now.
Exactly.
Kissing in the morning with Chris. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kissin' in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. Jack away on maternity leave. We'll get to that in just a moment. Presley is here. Presley, you were really looking forward to hearing Beer Never Broke My Heart, but you were just saying maybe your favorite performance, maybe that song. That was pretty good.
Yeah, Fast Car was a great performance. Just him and his guitar.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get more special about it, I guess.
Yeah. I think he said that was like the first song he ever learned on his guitar, if I'm not mistaken. And then he's now released it, and it's going to become a monster hit. It's crossing over, so they're going to be playing it on all sorts of radio stations around the world, and Luke Combs is going to become an even bigger star, if that's possible. But it is.
When he came and played our soundstage here a handful of years back before he went stratospheric, he used that as his soundcheck song.
Yeah.
Little did everybody know that he should have probably brought it out a little earlier.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. Also beautiful. Jack Sweeney, standing by on the phone. This is exciting. Jack, again, she's on maternity leave currently. Her little one was born on February 14th. And what did you do on Saturday?
Something a little crazy, but it ended up okay. I took all three kids to the Luke Combs concert by myself.
By yourself.
So this includes your baby, who's what now, 4 or 5 months old?
No, he's about 3.5 months. Yes, I took a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 3-month-old to the Luke Combs concert.
Are you a glutton for punishment?
I thought so. It was Saturday morning, and I was at my cousin's, and we were talking about how bad we wanted to go, but as we know, it was sold out. And I went on Ticketmaster, and there were tickets for $40, and you know I love a deal. So I was like, should I do it? I don't know. I really want to go, but Bob's not home, and no, everyone else is busy, and I can't get a babysitter, so I'm going to have to bring all the kids. And so I asked the girls. They have no idea who Luke Combs is. But they were like, yeah, we want to go. A concert? That sounds great. So we had a good talk about good listening and holding hands. And
yes.
Being good.
Yes.
And, yeah, I took a leap of faith, and we decided to go. Now, we kind of timed it so that we would go when the LRT wasn't busy, and we did leave 2/3 through the concert. So it worked out in our favor, but it was risky. It was actually terrifying.
Yeah. My favorite part of this this whole story is you did all of these things to go to the show. You don't even like shows.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of it.
Just your FOMO getting the best of you again.
This was 5,000% FOMO. And I had an idea that where we were sitting, people would not be standing. So I was like, this is my perfect concert.
Yeah, because you were up in top of Everest.
We were definitely in the clouds. But it was 5,000% my FOMO of being like, I have to see Luke Combs. Everyone else is going. I can't miss out on this opportunity.
That is so good. Well, no, hats off to you, honestly. Super mom, crazy mom, whatever you want to call her.
Rate your kids out of 10. How'd they each do?
You know what? Trip was definitely a 10. He slept the entire time.
Okay, that makes sense.
He was the best kid by far.
Yeah.
And no surprise, Lily really liked swinging on the aisle handle. She was a zero. We had to get the mom voice out on the wild child. And then Kenny was great.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I honestly think Luke was better than Garth, and that says something I got another message on my Instagram account saying couldn't agree more about how great the show was. The energy around him was like nothing I've ever experienced. I have never, ever experienced a concert where the people sang so loud. In fact, my wife at one point, it's ironic, her name is Karen, but she's not a Karen. We can verify that.
Oh, yeah.
She's not a Karen, but she said, there were times when I could not hear Luke Combs sing because the crowd was singing so loud. She said, I was kind of like, okay, everybody, let's just sing a little quieter so we could hear the guy we paid to see, right? But, I mean, I have never seen people sing like that or heard people sing like that at a show.
It was one big karaoke session.
Oh, it was so good, so good. The person that messaged me says, you can tell he's a good guy and he's not out to be number one. He wants to share it with all of his opening acts as well. And, Presley, you really liked when the Lainey Wilsons and the Riley Greens and the Calvary, what were they called?
Flatland Calvary.
Cavalry.
What he said.
Yeah.
Cavalry.
When they came on and sang Brand New Man with him. And it was really, really good, right?
Well, the fact that he's willing to share the stage in the first place, like that just shows a lot of him as a human.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's Megan, the winner of your meet and greet. I just want to say thank you. We had great seats from Kissin', but when we met him, the stage rep asked if we wanted to be in the pit. Yes. We ended up in the front row. Just amazing. Can't thank you enough. So they had a great experience.
Awesome. And by your text messages, it sounds like I will rescind my saying that most of the fights happen at the back of the pit.
Yeah.
At the front.
Oh, definitely.
There's lots of people saying, like, oh, yeah, it was the front.
Oh, yeah, because the ones at the front have fought their way there, and they're not giving up.
And there was
they're
like,
not backing down.
Of course there's fights in the stands. It happens at every event. It's just people get too drunk.
You get 55,000 people, you're going to get
there's going to be some scraps.
Dip, you know what?
This is a piece of advice for anybody out there that's thinking about fighting.
Yeah.
Don't fight if you've got the low ground.
Right.
Okay? I see these videos all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and a guy's like, I'm going to throw the first punch, and he's throwing it at a guy ahead of him.
Right.
Next thing you know, you're just getting blows rain down on you.
Right. If you're in row 9 and the person you want to fight is in row 10, don't do it, Lenny.
Go out and then go to row 10. That's your only shot.
Why can't we all just get along?
Right.
That would be actually a better option. Like,
we paid to be there. Luke Combs is performing. Yeah. Don't punch a doofus. It's not that hard, guys. Come on.
It's not just guys.
Well, and girls and everyone. And just don't hurt anybody.
If only.
Yeah.
And it sounds like from the text messages, there was a river of vomitus flowing through the building too. Lots of people drinking too much and puking.
Yeah. But other than that, it was fantastic.
Great.
Woo.
But I will say, getting back to the very beginning of this, that person who said, I enjoyed that show more than Garth Brooks. You guys know how big a Garth Brooks fan I am.
Mm-hmm.
I think I enjoyed that show more than even Garth Brooks. I'm going to say it.
I like Garth Brooks more, but that's just me. Are we swapping bodies? Is this...
But you didn't stay, like, on it. I'm not saying that you didn't stay, but the last, you stayed for the first hour. The second hour was better.
Oh,
like,
it got way better after you left.
Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Jack, again, away on maternity leave. We heard from her earlier this hour, the fact that she took her 3 kids all by herself to Luke Combs was quite the accomplishment, I would say.
No kidding.
Should have followed them with a camera for a reality show. Well, she kind of did it herself on her Instagram page. But you know what? You got to do what you got to do. There's a lot of texters talking about the show. Good morning. I was just listening to you guys talk about the concert. I think Garth's concert was way more energetic than Luke's. And when Luke talked, he was really hard to hear. I found that too, actually, that you couldn't hear him talk. But, you know, he didn't talk much. He sang a lot. He sang for almost 2 hours. And he's not going to have the same energy as Garth Brooks, for sure not. Like, you know, running around the stage and screaming. Luke just kind of, although he did kick, what did he kick? He kicked like a beer can right off the shot.
Yeah, shotgunned it and then kicked it off the stage into the crowd and people are going crazy.
And then like somebody, I need that beer can.
Give me the beer can. It has his saliva on it.
Like Riley Green had a sip of his Busch Light and gave it to somebody else. It's like, would I want to drink a beer that Riley Green drank out of?
No.
No, you wouldn't?
No, you might get a little mustache hair in it.
Would you kiss the guy?
No.
What's wrong with you? I'd kiss him.
He's a lot older than I am.
All right. You see where Presley's line is.
Good for you, Presley.
Yeah, have some standards, unlike us.
Unlike you. Don't put me. But he is, yeah. I'm not saying I wouldn't kiss him. He's pretty good looking.
Yeah, that's what I mean, right?
But he's too young for me.
Too old for me, too young for you, Matt.
Just right. Heather, what's your story?
Good morning. Hi. Sorry, I know you guys are talking about Luke Combs.
Yeah.
It's like wild because like 5 years ago we saw him at the ranch. And yes. Like literally like 20 feet away. And yes. Then like 2 years later, nosebleeds at Rogers, and now he's playing Commonwealth. It's just crazy.
What's next, right? You know, what next year does he play on the moon?
I was thinking, yeah. Lunar show. Right. Lunar Luke.
He's going to play the Super Bowl. You heard it here first.
Yeah. You know what?
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, absolutely.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at @Kissin_Jack, JACK on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.